have you considered some of the things that the Bible teaches us that we are set apart by? Sanctified. Think about that great word, and as I was reading the book of Hebrews today, I just wanted to clear my mind and just read the book of Hebrews. Sometimes when you got so many things going on in your mind, you need to do something that's going to settle you down. And as I was reading it, I came across the word sanctified, sanctification, and it just kept coming up. The Bible teaches us in 1 Peter 3 and verse number 15, we've been looking at this verse, all year long so far, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Set him apart. Give God your heart. God ought to have our heart. Not just a special place, but God has to have our heart. I think about what are we sanctified by? What are we set apart by? Turn your Bibles to John 17. We're going to look at about 6 or 7 verses on this evening. In John chapter 17, in verse number 17, a very familiar passage of scripture here where Jesus says something in his prayer. Notice what your Bible there has to say. Sanctify them by thy truth. Set them apart. Think about that word sanctify, to put in a special place, to set it aside. I think about when you want to take your spouse out for dinner and say, hey, put on the best dress that you have, or put on a nice shirt and tie. We're going to go to a special restaurant tonight. Or, you know, you put some special money aside. You're saving up for, you know, a couple of months for that nice bedroom set or that nice car or whatever. You know, you put that money aside. That's for a special purpose. Well, here Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God, set them apart. Make them different. How? Through thy truth. I'm reminded of some divine commentary on John 17:17. It's Ephesians 5 and verse number 26. I just want us to read that real quick. As I was looking at that passage today, I said, now that's a powerful passage in relation to John 17:17. There is on the cuffs of husband, love your wives, as Christ loves the church and gave himself for it. Why? In order that he may sanctify and cleanse her, set her apart. She's different. He's going to cleanse her. The Greek word is katharsis, through and through. He's going to clean her up. That's a powerful passage. And what are we sanctified by? What are we set apart by? Well, God's people are set apart by truth. Set apart by the word. We're different because of the cleansing of our Lord and Savior. But notice the end of that passage. With the washing of the water, that's baptism, by the word. But what else are we sanctified by? What are we set apart by? Go to Hebrews 10 and look at verse 10. In Hebrews 10 and verse number 10, I'll be honest with you, this verse here wowed me today. As I was looking at this passage, I was thinking, what a great passage this is. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse number 10, notice what your Bible there has to say. By that will we have been sanctified, how? Through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hold on, we've been set apart by the word, set apart by the truth, set apart by the washing of the word, now set apart by the body of Jesus Christ. But if you go up to verse number five, notice, you'll see that it was a body that was prepared for Jesus. You remember in Matthew 26 where Jesus was complimenting that woman with the alabaster box and he said, leave her alone. She is preparing my body for the burial. It's a beautiful passage. We're set apart by the truth, set apart by the word, set apart by baptism, set apart by the body of Christ. But also look at chapter 13, verse number 11 and 12. I'm thinking of something else. Chapter 10, verse 11 and 12. Chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. And every high priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. We've been set apart by the body of Christ, set apart by his sacrifice. He did that one time, and you remember, under the Levitical priesthood, they did this daily. Not Jesus. One-time sacrifice for sin. We have been set apart. We have been set apart as a special people by this sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Now go to chapter 13 and look at verse 12. In chapter 13 and verse number 12, we have been set apart by the blood. Notice what your Bible there has to say. As I was looking at this, I'm like, this is so powerful that we find these things in the book of Hebrews. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. He set us apart by the blood. You know what? Everyone can't say that. Everyone cannot say, I have been set apart for a special purpose by the blood of Christ. Why? In order for us to come in contact with the blood of Christ, we have to be baptized into Christ. But then notice Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 11. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse number 11, here we see something very interesting. The Hebrews writer brings out about Jesus Christ, of course, being superior, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Friends, did you see that? Brothers in Christ? Notice, the one who sanctifies and the one who is being sanctified are one. How? By the blood. By the blood of Jesus Christ. You know what that makes us with Jesus? Blood brothers. You know what that also means? That we have the same DNA. In order for us to have fellowship, we have to have the same DNA. Doctrine necessary for association. Yes, the same DNA. And this is why 2 John 9 through 11 is very important. That we have to have the same doctrine. But friends, look at 1 Peter 1 and verse number 18. In 1 Peter 1 and verse number 18, I want to continue that point as it relates to the blood. We have been purchased. We have been bought, not with silver and gold by your aimless conversation, but by the precious blood of Christ. Friends, when we consider this, this means that the purchased possession, that's us, that's the church, is equal to the purchase price. Did you get that? The purchased possession, the church, us, is equal to the purchase price, the blood of Christ. That's how important we are. We've been sanctified. We've been set apart by the blood of Christ, and Christ's blood and the church has equal value. If you want to buy a vehicle or a house and it is valued at a certain price, let's say $28,000 for a car, and you say, I'll give you $28,000 cash for that car. That means the car and the money that you're given are of equal value. The blood of Jesus Christ and those of us who have been baptized into Christ are of equal value. That's powerful, friends. You know what that tells us? That Jesus and the Father saw us as valuable. Question, do we see ourselves as valuable as they do? Look at Hebrews chapter 10. Because the purchase possession and the purchase price are equal. Let's not ever, Hebrews 10, 26 through 29, make the blood of Christ common. For if we willfully sin after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation, which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Here it is. Of how much more or worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace. Friends, we have been sanctified by the blood of Christ. Let's not live our lives in a way that we causes the blood of Jesus Christ to be something common. No, it's not. It cost him his life. He gave his body. And because of that, friends, that gives us something to look forward to. In Acts chapter 20 and verse number 32, there the Bible teaches us very clearly where Paul was talking to those Ephesian elders. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them that are what? Set apart. We are a set apart people. We are a different minded people. And because of that, we have something to look forward to. I'll leave you with this passage. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. Pope George, this would make a good Sunday morning sermon, wouldn't it? We are a set apart people. We are a different people. We think differently. At least we're supposed to. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2, here we see that the Apostle Paul is talking to a congregation with great problems. I mean, they just have great problems. But notice what he drives home in verse number 2. And really, I truly believe, is encouraging them to live up to what they have been bought. Notice. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified, set apart, where? In Christ Jesus. Called to be saints. Oh, friends, I know some of our denominational friends say the saints have died, and all saints are alive. We are alive and well. We have blood running through our vascular system right now. Hopefully, if we're not sick, we're running 98.6 right now. We're saints. We are a set-apart people. Why? Because of the word. Because of the body. Because of the blood. And we have something to look forward to, that inheritance. Are you set apart? Are you enjoying your set-apart life? Now, that's a great question. Are you enjoying your set-apart life? Or are we like Esau? And we despise our birthright. We despise being set apart. We don't want to be different. We are different. The very fact that we are different, we got something different awaiting us. I'll leave you with this. Today, when I was at the gym, there was a couple of guys talking about Aaron Hernandez. Some of y'all may not know him. He was the player for the New England Patriots. Killed himself, supposedly, in prison. Anyway, as they was talking about that, my heart sunk because he took his own life. And I was thinking, why would you do that? You give no one a chance to come and talk to you about the gospel that you may be set apart. Friends, it ought to hurt us when people do things like that, because God wants all men to be saved. It doesn't matter what they have done. If he can save Paul, he can save us. You're not a child of God, we want you to be. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Coming in contact with that blood that you may be set apart, sanctified, made holy. Live faithful even to the point of death. If you're a child of God, you need special prayer. Let us do that for you. We love you. We care for you as we stand and sing to say this invitation.